We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
But I also, on top of that, I got another point, if I may.
Yeah.
I want to make an analogy to the three-point shot and all this, you know, ruining the game type stuff. I know you guys aren't necessarily saying that, but one day someone is going to run a sub-9, 100-meter dash, 100-yard dash, right?
Mm-hmm.
Someone's going to be saying this person is ruining the 100-meter dash because they're so fast. You know, like, the human nature is to progress and to get better.
Right.
These guys are getting better at shooting the ball at a greater distance. Like, this is good. We should be up.
Right.
It. They're not ruining the game, you know. So when that day does come, you know, when a man or a woman runs an 8.9 100-meter dash, you know, that's just nature. People get better. That's it. All right, thanks, guys.
Thanks, Miguel. Appreciate it.
Damn, Stein, you got me thinking about Fab Five, Loyola Marymount, you know. Exciting teams.
Yeah.
But Magic's Lakers. When you get a nickname Showtime, I ain't talking cable TV, Stoddy. Hoop court.
Warriors don't have one. They don't have like a Showtime like the Lakers
TMC?
Have. I'm talking about now.
Oh.
Talking about now.
Now is.
Is what?
Dynasty.
Well, so are the Lakers. But they didn't say the Dynasty Lakers. They
so
had
you're
a
saying
nickname.
This team don't have a nickname?
It doesn't. Doesn't have a nickname.
Hmm.
Showtime Lakers?
You're right.
What? Well, you know, they call them Jordan's Bulls. I guess maybe they'll say Curry's Warriors.
Documentary coming out 2020.
Can't say Curry's Warriors.
We need a name. Well, we got to wait until next year.
Yeah, exactly.
What did he say?
I don't know.
Names are
not. You can go ahead and vote on our poll on this. At Steiny and Guru, is Curry the most exciting player in NBA history? NBA history.
Damn.
Let's go to Jay in San Jose. Hey, Jay.
Guru, who stole my thunder, big dog? Hey, it's all good, though. Curry is not the most exciting. He's good. I like the three-pointers and everything. It's fun to watch, but come on, man. Magic? A name like Magic? Showtime? He made Showtime Showtime. So, man, look, hey, it's got to be the most exciting. He made Lakers fans that wasn't even basketball fans. By word of mouth, it just spread. Hey, you guys see the Magic? Magic, you see the Lakers? And everybody started watching the Lakers. That's how basketball blew up like that. Not to take nothing away from Bird, Steiny. I'm just saying, Magic, by far, most exciting player ever. Love you guys. Love the show. I'm out.
Thanks, Jay. I will say this. And look, if you grew up watching the Celtics and the Lakers, you either like Bird or Magic. You didn't like them both.
I like Magic. I'm West Coast, Steiny.
But then as you get older, you can, like, Magic is unreal. And I was a Bird guy.
But the Celtics had that grit, that, you know, East Coast. And the Lakers were the Flash.
The other thing is, Magic had
a good team,
more of a charisma off the court than Curry. Not that Curry's not a great guy and doing all this, but Magic, like, his smile was a big part of him, and not that Curry's not inclusive, but Magic had something
that the NBA needed because it was down.
Well, that's the
Steiny.
Other thing. Bird and Magic,
no doubt,
saved the NBA.
There's a book about it, right?
They saved the NBA.
They did.
Curry's just toying with it. He's not saving it.
Do you change your answer on how long he could keep this up?
Yeah, I'm not with you at all there. I don't think he's going to do anything out of the realm of possibility. I mean, I don't think he's going to do anything crazy at a crazy age. Because the thing is, you can say all you want about, okay, here's what I think. What Curry does better than anybody in the game right now is create a three off the dribble. Well, guess what? You lose a half step, that's ball game. That's ball game, because we're talking about inches. We're talking about inches in terms of contesting a shot and all that kind of stuff. So if he loses a half a step, it's going to be harder for him. But what? Well, he's not going to lose a half a step?
No, I'll give you that.
Steph Curry?
But it's like he has a computer, and you're watching it process on how to set the guys up.
All right. He can lose like a half boxer, a step, and he's going to be just as good.
Right. Deion lost a half step, but his mind helped him, you know, not fall off. Because he can.
How about Richard Sherman?
Well, that's different. He had that DeMarcus Cousins injury.
Let's go to Bruce in Berkeley. He's got a name for us. What's up, Bruce?
Yeah, hi, guys. You know, you guys are listening to all the right things. I mean, Curry is now the most exciting because at any moment, he can go off for 18 points in a quarter, right? And everybody feels that anticipation. So he's super exciting. But exciting also has to do with charisma. Charisma on and off the court.
Yeah.
Jordan had that. And then you've got Michael, you've got Magic and Larry, and that duel back in the 80s, that was exciting.
Yep.
But one guy you fail to mention is Dr. J. When you're talking charisma on and off the court and a legend, it's Dr. J. He did things that nobody had done before. When you went to a game to see the 76ers play and he was on there, that was, to me, the most exciting time.
Well, you know what? And I'll piggyback on that, Bruce. Thanks for the call. And anybody who knows me knows I'm not a huge Irving fan, but he belongs in this conversation in a huge way. Fans used to get to the Spectrum early to watch warm-ups when the Sixers were at their peak in the mid-70s.
Wow. And he went to ABA first before he got to the NBA. Snotty,
right.
I watched that documentary real quick. Julius Irving, with the afro and the style, he had swag. He was Snoop Dogg without the trees. He had that. People gravitated to him. The leather, the fro, and had game. Man, they showed some clips, Steiny. He was Snoop Dogg.
I don't really.
The swag.
That.
He had the swag of Snoop. You know, people like to be around Snoop. Snoop can dress.
I think there's other people that people want to be around more than him, like Jay-Z.
It's the same.
I would say, what about Drake?
No,
everybody wants to be around Drake.
Drake don't got that swag.
He doesn't?
Nah.
Who's the other guy? I get him mixed up. Jay-Z and
Travis Scott.
No. I got to make
Snoop.
No.
Nas. Eminem.
Jay-Z and no, the
Kanye.
Maybe I think it is Kanye.
Look at you. But he had that. I hate Dr. J had to go to the ABA first.
He didn't have to.
Well, you got
to. Let's go to Anna with what's happening on the game.
Sometimes I dream that he's me.
Now, back to Stein, Metz, and Guru on 95.7 The Game.
Got this from the...
That's producing.
When's Curry going to have a song about him? And not that stupid commercial.
Be Like Mike?
Yeah, when's Curry going to get his?
Oh, no. This should be a remix. Be Like Steph.
Doesn't have the ring to it.
That too shorter E40. 40 was it? Front.
Oh.
40 got the 40 water seats. I just want to go run down there and watch the game with him and sit next to him.
Yeah.
They'll throw me out.
Yeah.
You know, and just talk hoop.
Yeah. E4.
Did you figure out who you were thinking of or not?
I did. I did figure it out.
You going to give it to us?
Well, set it up. I forget how I said it.
I said, like Jay-Z,
yeah.
Snoop.
Jay-Z, Snoop, yeah. And I was like.
Dr. J was the original Snoop.
Right.
And
then I
swag.
Said, yeah, Jay-Z. And that other guy, I couldn't think of it. But I'm going to be Guru now. But I got it. I got it, Guru. I got it. Meet me halfway. The guys I get mixed up, Jay-Z and the guy who changes his name all the time. Puff Daddy. I get whatever his
Diddy,
name is now.
Diddy.
Yeah. I get Diddy mixed up with Jay-Z. Is that fair?
Yeah, Diddy ain't, he just in the background. Yeah, he ain't making too much music right now.
What's that? Welcome to video? What does that mean?
Up
in the video.
East Coast and West Coast were going at it. Suge Knight said, come to Death Row. You don't have to. I'm not one of those producers to be all up in the video like Diddy was with his artist. He would be in the video
Suge
like
took Mace. Suge took some shots at Puff?
Literally.
I got to learn more about that little rivalry.
Well, Shug's in jail now. Prison.
Good. He's the scariest guy.
He played football at Reno in Vegas.
I don't care. He's the scariest guy I've ever seen
the beard?
In my entire life.
That Come on, Steiny.
That guy would
You
just...
from the town now?
No. No, he scares
me. Well, you admit
this. He's the scariest kind of scary because he can just he can drill you and not, he won't even remember. Like,
but there's all kind of Lo'Neal can do the same thing.
Right, but Lo'Neal doesn't. Shug Knight does and did and probably will do again.
Yeah.
Let's go to Sam in Pleasanton. What's up, Sam?
Yeah, so here's the deal. You got Steph Curry and Michael Jordan. Michael Jordan was famous for just a poster that he had during the dunk competition. Steph never would drop a dunk like that, ever. So my answer is Michael Jordan.
All right.
That's not a bad answer.
Well, no, I mean,
he prefers the dunk over the three ball.
Yeah, clearly.
There's a revolution going on. It should not be televised, but it is.
I got a tweet from Binks Winston. He's a guy who follows me, and he knows his stuff. He said, when Jordan lost, remember I said, if Curry loses half a step, he's in trouble. Jordan lost half a step and started fading away on him. Started his fade, you know, shot a fadeaway, so it remains to be seen.
And Kobe did the same thing as he got older.
Right. But I want you to envision the shooting form of Jordan, of Kobe, and of Steph. I mean, you know what I mean?
Yeah, I got you.
I mean, they could...
That brought up...
Like, and Curry does not shoot a jump shot. He doesn't shoot a jump shot.
I'm with you. Hey, it's less like wear and tear.
People even get mad at that. Like, oh, it's a jump shot. No,
he's
not.
He's got the Rick Fox.
He's got the Larry Bird. Larry Bird didn't have a jump shot.
A doctor got up. Hey, real quick. You know how when you're young, things just stay with you moments? That guy mentioned Michael in the dunk contest. Mm-hmm. You remember Michael? He went against Terrence Stansberry. Jordan was a rookie.
From Temple.
He had gold chains on during the slam dunk contest. Had the bull red. Ooh, the red uniform said Chicago.
Shouldn't be allowed.
That's what I'm saying, but it's, I was like, that's a cool cat, boy.
Fillmore Mike.
What's our guy?
What's up, Fillmore Mike?
Hey, you guys are having a great conversation.
Thank you.
I wanted to say Shaq. In the early 90s, man, Shaq was breaking down rims, bro. Like, that was – just imagine, like, if Instagram was out now, like, that was real viral material. Somebody you guys – I don't know if he's been mentioned. I just hopped in. Allen Iverson.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah. AI.
He wasn't mentioned.
For whatever reason, Allen Iverson captivated the youth at the time and
true.
The urban culture.
That's right.
Wow.
No other player at that time.
That's true. How'd you forget about that, Guru?
Crazy exciting. And Jordan, of course, like I said before, Jordan, I remember seeing Jordan. He would come on Sunday, NBC, dun-dun-dun-dun-dun-dun, and you see him.
Peter Vesey.
Your butterflies up. And then at the end of the game, the Bulls is down 7-8 points. Jordan would completely take over the game. He would take over the game. Next thing you know, he hitting the game winner or passing to somebody for the game winner. Jordan was super excited. But right now, to me, Curry is definitely the most exciting player to watch on television, hands down.
Thanks for the call. Appreciate it, Fillmore. What about Westbrook? Does he fit in here?
I told you, he had a kid, and they've been eating. And I told you, he's not the same. He's not explosive as he's been. He's been hurt, but he had a kid, him and his wife. And I just feel like they've been at the table.
Did he deliver?
No, but it looks.
I mean, what the hell are you talking about?
Did you check him out in the butt?
You gonna blame that on a kid?
No, you're at home more when you have a kid.
Few kids.
And you're eating dinner. No, I think it's just one.
Really?
Yeah, I follow him on Instagram, but his butt looks big in them shorts, and I'm like, he ain't as explosive. Jumper is just wrecked. Dude, check him out. And if he heard me say, he'd be like, dude, you know the game.
No, he would not. Mike, Russell Westbrook will never say to anybody that they know the game. It's just the way he is. Can you imagine Russell Westbrook saying, you know the game, man? No, he wouldn't say it. He doesn't think anybody knows the game.
What did he tell
it's
Bonte?
The beauty of Russell Westbrook.
Did he tell Bonte be quiet?
Thank you. Three kids for Westbrook.
Say that for how many?
Three.
He must have had twins.
So what if he did? It's still three. Are you right? You said one. He has three,
oh,
but are
I'm
you
wrong.
Right? Hey, you're right on twins.
So really two, because she delivered only twice.
Okay. So are you right or
I'm
not?
Wrong.
Okay.
But his butt is big.
You also said somebody was going to score 50 last night. That was incorrect. You?
41?
So what?
You a tough dude.
I'm not a tough dude.
Like if you said, hey, your daughter's going to take a test and, you know, you're aiming for that A,
right.
But you come home with a solid 81?
No. She didn't come
through.
You're
not going to say go to your room. No, you're going to say good job.
No, but I'm not going to get her ice cream either.
For a B?
No.
Man.
No. No. Leroy Oakland. No. No.
Hey, what's up, Steiny?
Hey.
Hey, listen, Curry to me is the second best exciting player that I've ever seen. The most exciting player that I've ever seen, Steiny, is Dr. Dunkenstein. Do you remember him? The Golden Grip.
Darryl Griffin.
35.
Utah.
You remember him?
Yes, sir.
Yes, yes. The original Kevin Durant, although he's not 7 feet. But, man,
it's a great name.
Man.
It's a great name. How about Quentin Daly?
He was.
USF.
Oh, man.
Quentin Daly belong in this or no?
Say that again, Steiny.
What about Quentin Daly? Would he belong in this conversation?
Oh.
Oh, shoot. Did we lose Leroy?
Yeah, I think we lost. It's the weather.
I'll ask Wes. Quentin Daly, does he deserve to be in the talk?
Well, he did have a part in getting USF's basketball program.
Death penalty.
Death penalty, oh, yeah. So.
I mean, well, that.
I don't
that's
care.
Fine. I'm talking about his game.
Oh.
I mean, he was
no
very,
doubt.
Very exciting, right?
No doubt.
I mean, yeah,
he played with Jordan, yes. Dave Corzine, Granville Waiters.
Correct.
Damn, I remember.
Victor in Oakland. What's up, Victor?
When you talk about fantastic players, and I love you guys' show, you have to think about the trendsetters. They're all trendsetters. Curry, he's a trendsetter. Shooting those threes like that, nobody was doing it. Everybody say, wow. But Jordan and Magic, they did things that were unbelievable.
Mm.
Tell the youngsters to watch the highlights. They need to watch highlights and see how fantastic those guys were. You know, and you talking about dunks and stuff like that. Jordan, he set it up. The dunk contest and all that stuff, man. You got to go back. Got to watch those highlights, youngsters. You find out who really
was. How old are you,
Victor?
How old are you, Victor?
I'm 59 years old.
Yes. How was Maravich?
I've watched basketball for decades.
Do you watch Maravich?
Maravich is bad, too, man. That spin back pass.
Oh, man.
I haven't seen that since him.
Yeah, I haven't
That's
seen
it, man.
Yeah, thanks a lot for the call, Victor. I haven't seen anybody.
Did he ever say where he got the passing from? Like, did he look up to, you know, who did he pattern his game after? High school coach, somebody?
The greats
just
make
do
their
it.
Own rules.
Hey, we
I mean,
he also played
for his father in college. Pete Maravich averaged 44 points a game in college with no three-point line. Think about that.
That's stupid.
Is that good or bad?
Yeah, stupid, dumb, good, E-40. Hey, real quick, Dwayne Wade.
Can we stop mentioning his name, please?
40 Water?
Yes.
Earl.
Can we just stop
We
got to
get him on the show.
No, we don't have to get him on the show. He does every other show. He doesn't need to be on this show.
Wow.
Yeah, I
got you.
That's all.
No wine for us.
What's wine?
He's got a beer and wine. E-40.
There's an E-40 beer?
Yeah.
What's it called? E-40 beer?
I forget the name. But he's got the wine, too. We won't be getting any.
No, we won't. Not now.
Because of you. Yeah, I'll
my
fix
fault.
Him when I see him again.
But you know what?
I'm going to say, 40, what up, baby?
You know what? Everybody's got a freaking wine label these days. Seriously.
You and I don't. Nobody. Greg Papa could get one.
Probably.
I get it, too.
All right.
Papa wine.
Every bigwig's got a wine label. I'll put it there. Hey, the Brooklyn Kid. Brooklyn Kid, what's up?
I'm probably the oldest guy to call. I'll tell you my age at the end. But you know what? Probably the most exciting player I ever saw is Marcus Haynes. He plays
I
love it.
You guys only know Curly Neal. He played for the Globetrotters when they played the Lakers, who had George Mike, and in a big tournament to see what the greatest professional team was. And everybody thought, well, these guys are a bunch of clowns, you know, they call them Globetrotters. And they beat them twice, and they won the tournament. But, you know, all I can say about Curry is he's the greatest shooter that ever lived from everybody that I've seen, which goes way back. But when I was a kid, if you would dribble the ball a lot, they'd say, well, what do you think you are, Cousy? I mean, you need to see film clips of Cousy. And then the most exciting guy, well, I don't know, probably Pete Maravich, the guy that called and said that. That's pretty damn good. I grew up in Brooklyn. I played on the same court with Connie Hawkins. That was remarkable. That he's not in the 50 greatest players is one of the great shames of the league. I certainly wouldn't put Dr. J. Elgin Baylor.
He would not? Baylor was, did you say you would not?
Better than, no. I don't think Dr. J. Dr. J. wasn't Elgin Baylor. And Elgin Baylor was the original. The first time we saw him play, we went, that isn't for real. He's not real. He was the first. As much as I love Connie Hawkins, I'd say Baylor was the first to do what so many other people think they're doing or maybe they're doing. But I'd say Curry's the greatest
shooter.
Hey,
Brooklyn kid, I just thought of one. We forget.
Who?
Nobody has mentioned this guy on the show. He was unbelievable.
I got the answer.
David Thompson.
David Thompson. And what about, the human highlight film?
That's right, Dominique.
What about George Gervin?
Gervin a little bit.
Iceman.
Hey, Brooklyn,
they changed the rules for only one guy. You know, when Chamberlain came in the league, they widened the lane.
Yep.
I know we don't want to count a guy that scored 50 points a game as an average and didn't sit out. He averaged over 48 minutes a game. He never took a break.
All right, how old are you? How old are you, Brooklyn?
73.
Hey, Brooklyn, is the reason you don't like Julius Erving because you're from the city and he's from Long Island?
No, I never thought. I mean, I think he was a good player. He was not a good shooter. And
he wasn't.
Elgin Baylor. I mean, Elgin Baylor was just so much of a better player. I mean, he was a good player. I know he's ranked up there with the great players, but not in my book. I mean, you know, I've seen a lot of basketball. I wouldn't put Elgin. I wouldn't put him at
anywhere.
Elgin Baylor. That's just from watching a lot of basketball. I mean, you know.
Thanks. Hey, Brooklyn.
And I got who you left out, too. Earl the Pearl Monroe.
Earl the Pearl. It's
unbelievable.
Good call. Thanks, Brooklyn kid. Really appreciate it. I'm with him, though.
I could have lit a cigar and listened to that.
I think Irving was overrated, too. He's a great dunker. He's the greatest dunker of all time.
Larry Bird said his biggest nemesis.
Used to piss on Julius Erving.
No, he got some.
Yes,
he got
did.
That smoke from Dr. J,
oh my
too.
Gosh.
There was one night.
Get out of here. But,
Dr. J had enough.
Yeah. You know,
why don't you
look at the box score on that game?
Okay, I'll do
that. Look at the box score on that game.
But the box.
Don't get me started.
But Doc went at him. Doc was fed up.
Doc did nothing.
I remember that video.
He needed Moses Malone to come in and cold cock Larry Bird. Bird had 42 in that game, and it was middle
why
of the third quarter.
Why did Doc get so mad?
Because Bird was driving by him, and as he was driving by him, he'd urinate on him. That's why Irving got upset.
I've never seen the Doc that hot that night, and that probably led to it. Doc wanted that smoke.
E40's beers, E40.
That's pretty good.
That is. Look at
you. That's pretty good.
Be good with wine.
I like that.
Egg has a tequila.
What? He has tequila, too?
Yeah, and wine.
Jeez, he's a regular old distiller.
He's the man.
Bobby, Los Altos. What's up?
Hey, good morning, fellas.
Hey.
In terms of most exciting player, I guess I'm a little biased because I grew up in the D.C. area, but Lenny Bias.
Oh yes.
Wow.
To be honest with you, if Lenny hadn't met his unfortunate demise, I think we'd all be running around wearing Air Biases versus Air Jordan. Of course, I am. No pun intended bias. The reason he was so amazing, you jump in the air to take a shot, and you jump in the air, and he comes down, and he shot on the way down. It was impossible to block this guy, and he was just, for Maryland fans, he's an angel. Every time I think about him.
There are posters where he's blocking Steiny and the caller, Michael Jordan. You know Jordan has hang time. Lenny Bias had more hang time. Jordan would be on the ground, and Lenny would still be he was special. He was special.
Do you understand?
Len Bias.
You want to talk about light years, the original light years, Red Auerbach. The Celtics won the title in 86 and had the third pick, I believe, in the draft that year and took Lenny Bias.
How'd that happen?
Because they're smart. It was light years before light years. Dude, Bird had, oh my God. The night of the draft, the Celtics drafted Lenny Bias. Somebody got a hold of Bird, and Bird said, I'm coming into training camp early next year. I'm going to work with this kid. I've never seen anything like him.
Oh,
this
man.
This is going to be incredible.
Oh,
blah,
man.
Blah, blah.
He had a jumper mid-range like Stoudemire. He could hit it, Steiny.
I actually remember where I was when I heard he died. It's
tragic.
That was
man.
Terrible.
I know, man.
Davin Campbell. I'm liking these new names. I like the new names. People throwing in new names. What's up, Dave?
Guys? How's it going?
Going well.
Hey, the most exciting player I ever seen in my whole life is Zion Williamson. Wow.
Get him off.
Stop, but he's a phenom. Video highlights.
I haven't seen him. I'm going to make my judgment off Zion Williamson based solely on stats. Just like I did with Ayton.
See, college is, wow. Hey, college is hampering him from showing. They're keeping him on the leash. He gets in the league, and that spacing, watch out.
Can he put it on the floor and get to the basket?
I believe he can. Like, Coach K is like,
Can he make threes? No.
Speaking of, Julius Randle made shot three and made all three. He ain't no dummy.
The Pelicans shot over 50% from three-point line last night.
Is Gentry the man to lead them to the promised land?
No, but Steve Kerr couldn't do that either. Phil Jackson couldn't lead that team to the promised land. Come on. Please. Why would you say that?
Because I'm in love with their point guard. He's a baller. I don't
Elfrid
know how.
Payton?
What's my guy with the. He's wearing a Karate Kid thing. Not the do-rag. What is it? You know the little strap they wear now with the dreads? It's not a headband.
Holiday. I don't know what it's called.
Yeah, he got skates.
What are those called, by the way?
I have no
idea. Damian Lee wears one. The guy for the Warriors. Yeah. I can't believe those are in the league. I'm shocked the NBA lets players wear those.
What about Jason Kidd? Somebody take
it. You know what? He's a good one. And he was exciting, but in a different kind of way. He was just like a Tasmanian devil.
That's a great one. Tasmanian.
But he didn't. He passed. He could pass.
But he would never. In high school, he did against us. But in the pros, he would, he would get it to the Currys.
Yeah, well, no doubt.
He was Westbrook before Westbrook.
He was a passer first and foremost. For sure. I'm liking some of these names. Earl of Pearl Monroe.
George Gervin didn't get a lot of love. Remember that poster? He's sitting on the ice cube? Best poster ever.
I like the one with Larry Bird sitting on a bird's nest that was propped up on a rim. How's
Does that exist?
I had it, baby.
I never seen that one.
Yeah.
That wasn't in the hood.
Hank Gathers. Hank Gathers is a great player in college. I don't know that he was hugely exciting, but he was on that Loyola Marymount team that scored a ton of points. Shoot, I just had somebody, and now I forgot who it was. So my dad would say, well, he couldn't have been that exciting then.
Brandon Roy?
What?
It was texted from the 408. Brandon Roy. He had some game.
He had game, but he was the...
That playoff game, he went
he's
off.
He's the opposite of exciting. Brandon Roy's game was the opposite of exciting. Clyde Drexler, there you go.
Clyde I wish Drexler. I could just throw names at you.
Go ahead. Throw names at me.
Kenny Anderson at Georgia Tech.
I got a name better than him. Dwayne the Pearl Washington.
Oh, he was the man. Man, you just went there with that one.
Jason Williams is a good one. White Chocolate.
I'm
trying to think if there's anybody in college who was. Oh, we're forgetting the most obvious one in the NBA right now. The heir apparent, baby. Trae Young.
Quietly the Hawks.
Dude.
He's shooting.
Do you realize that the Hawks had three first-round picks and they all started the other night? How's that, Trae?
Who's the best of the trio?
It's Trae Young, but I'll tell you what, don't sleep on Red Velvet. Don't sleep on Red Velvet. And then they started a guy, Spellman, who was I think he was late first round. You hear about the NBA officials? They're going to start to interact with fans in real time on Twitter during certain games.
NFL does that every weekend.
Do they?
They have a former ref. What do you think? And then, you know.
On Twitter?
No, in the booth on the actual TV.
You know, this is, officials are going to interact with the fans on Twitter. Like, the fans are going to say, this call stunk.
And then by the time you get the answer, it'll be four plays. They respond to you. I don't like it. You know what I mean? It'll be four plays. It's too late. I need you in the booth.
I don't think there can be anything. It's real time.
Well, I was thinking
it can't be any faster. Unless you're predicting the future.
Or if you're in the booth. Like if if Van Gundy and Jackson had somebody right there. That call on Steph? Yeah,
okay,
you know what I mean.
So I didn't. I mean, I'm not sure I'd listen to Mark Jackson anymore.
What?
At gunpoint. But.
At gunpoint, damn.
Is it true? Did he say that? Because I didn't listen to the game. I'm watching it live. Did he actually say last night, well, yeah, the Warriors scored 51 in the first quarter, but they gave up 38 on the defensive end? He didn't say that. Please tell me he didn't say that.
I'm sure he wasn't the only one.
I don't have the text line up right now. But, Guru, can we get confirmation? Did he really, really say that?
I'm sure he did.
Oh, my God.
And what would you say to him? Because somebody else said it too, Steiny.
I can't even respond to that kind of...
I want him to get a job. Dude, we've left out some people. Penny Hardaway on line one?
Yeah, I wasn't a big fan of his.
Grant Hill?
No.
The Feelers?
Yeah, he was... Yeah.
He was what? You didn't know he was going to be that when he was playing at Duke because he was playing in a system like Zion. Watch him.
I'm trying to think who else.
It says Mark Jackson is jealous of the Warriors' success.
No kidding.
Yeah, water is wet. Be like that.
Does he realize if he scored? What did he want him to be up? 51-2? I mean,
So now, basically, offense is your best defense in the NBA. That's what it is. Throw offense at your problems. Shoot threes.
Well, if you're the Warriors, you can do that. The Warriors also play defense when they have to. I can't believe. Please tell me you didn't say that.
Nobody's
saying he did. Okay, maybe. You know what? I'm going to give him the benefit of the doubt.
Uh-oh.
You know what?
Go ahead, because we forgot somebody.
There's a line that says, you know, if you want to be a kind of a good person, you assume... good intent.
Yep.
You know what I mean?
That
so
won't
I'm going to assume
in the streets you
I'm
can't.
Gonna, I'm going to assume good intent for Mark Jackson. So I'm not going to.
Rick Barry.
It. See, I thought Rick Barry was pretty exciting.
Got a
I
chip
really
too.
Did. He's a great passer. Very, very great.
Not better than a shooter though, because I know
he was
in
probably
my mind,
a better passer than shooter. I guarantee you, Rick Barry would say he was a better passer than shooter.
I've
Rick
never
has
heard
always,
that.
Always talked about how he wasn't a great shooter, but he could score. Yeah, I think Rick Barry's greatest attribute, besides of course being a teammate. I'm kidding. Rick Barry could pass. Rick Barry was
Wes or Rick Barry?
Who?
Jerry Wes or Rick Barry?
That's a good one. That's a good. I mean, I don't know.
Right.
I mean,
that's a compliment to both.
I don't really know.
It's going to yeah. But when you're in the streets, 90, you got to think the worst case scenario. That's how you survive. That's what I tell my kids. Don't say hello to strangers.
Why?
Because they could be the creeps that are running around here.
Okay. And then if
you say
hello,
them,
stranger,
now
I'm going to commit a crime. Now, that guy said hi to me. He's done.
No, you're on their radar. That's what I'm saying.
I assume you're walking by the guy, right?
Or you could be at Fuddruckers or a restaurant. Just don't. Talk to strangers. You heard. Your parents told you that.
Yeah, when I was six. You don't say hello to people on the street?
Well, I do
you
now.
Catch somebody's eye?
Well, back to... Yeah.
You catch somebody's eye regardless of the gender? Hey, what's up? You nod?
Not on BART.
Let me tell you something. When you...
BART, I go in my penitentiary mode, Steiny. I put on that... Or what, E40? I practice looking hard in the mirror. That was so you had.
Oh, my gosh. I don't even
Why you look at the clock, man?
Honestly, not because I want to get out of here, but because it's time to go to check the tape, I guess. It's 11:45.
We got an intro?
No. Ratto was at the bar again last night. I'm talking about Brian Ratto, not Ray Ratto. Although, hey, Ray Ratto is going to be in for you tomorrow.
Yeah.
Ah, shoot, maybe I shouldn't have said that. Because now people might tune out. Because they come for you.
No, my dad will be, well, he can't, but yeah. That's when you'll get nice Matt Steinmetz.
Not tomorrow. Not tomorrow.
We'll see. I'll check the
I'll tell you right now.
Look at
if it's raining tomorrow, if it's raining tomorrow, it's going to be. Oh my God, man, Ratto. Do we check the tape? I don't know. What do we got, Wes? What's going on?
All right, guys. In today's edition of Check the Tape, we have one mistake, and that was by Daryl the Guru Johnson.
Damn. What? Steiny didn't make one.
See, I thought we were in for our first perfect show since we've been doing this. Unfortunately, no. You had to mention what Russell Westbrook's kids.
Ah, you're right. Oh, yeah.
So you said one kid. Russell Westbrook has had three.
But there's two births.
Though you did say he had twins. That is true. They did have twins.
Give him a half point back for that.
Oh, no.
Okay.
You said earlier in the week, it's either 1 point or not at all.
That's true.
And by the way, but Guru, when we're talking about Russell Westbrook's booty,
yeah.
Remember, as Nick Saban said, the bubble is where the power comes from.
Thank you.
When you watch Russell Westbrook
I'm watching him
dunking on people like he did it back at UCLA over a bunch of Cal players. Remember that.
Who was the Wes, I don't know if this is before your time, but it was the old Pac-10. Moose.
Moose.
Is that Washington State?
Or, Moose?
Yeah, I mean, don't they sometimes refer... if I said a guy in the Pac-12 was the Moose with the big caboose, would a team come to mind?
Not really.
Okay.
Not really.
That must have been back in the
day. That might go down as one.
Yeah. But, come on, man.
No, but... I just remember, what the heck was the name of that guy who played for, I almost want to say Washington State or Washington. He was a big man. He had a shooting percentage of like 75% in college. He had a huge rear end, and they called him the Moose with the big caboose. And he played for the legendary, I want to say he played for Ralph Miller?
Not Reeves.
Ralph Miller? Who?
The big man Reeves?
No, he went to Oklahoma State.
Yeah, there you go.
And then do you remember this guy from the old Pac? 10? Charlie Sitton?
Can't say I do, man.
Charlie Sitton?
Wow.
I forget what school he had, but Sports Illustrated had one of the greatest covers of all. Let's just say he played for Washington. You know what the headline was, Goo?
Give it to me.
Charlie has Washington sitting pretty. Oh, that's a good one. You get it? What do you got, Goo? Am I right?
I'm going to give about C+.
Look at that. Hey, Guru, I'm also giving you a chance to beat me today because I'm going back in time. And
I like the energy.
All right, Wes.
All right, we're going to get this thing right tomorrow, okay? That's today's edition of Check the Tape.
Oh, Ratto won't have any.
No, he'll have all the answers.
That's what I mean. He won't have any errors. So kill this segment for tomorrow.
No, I think what we should do is do the segment without him knowing. And then at the end, we'll talk about it. Oh, man, yeah. he would be fuming. Let's try to get
E-40. 40 Ratto.
That's what I said. That's what I don't.
Oh, and the name of the book. I decided the name of the book.
That's what I mean. Why did you just blurt out his name?
Because you did the Washington State thing.
I mean, seriously, are you getting something out of this guy?
From who?
From
Earl.
Your guy.
Oh, no. Earl got
too much. You mentioned
money.
His name 8 times today. What's the deal?
Because I see him at the game rooting for his team and.
In a perfect world, I would be at every game.
I'm trying to tell you, in a perfect world, I would be that guy that's courtside watching his favorite team.
No, you'd be on the floor.
Dapping the players.
No, you'd be playing.
A little jealousy, man, but it's a good jealousy. But anyway, The Rat on the Table by Daryl the Guru Johnson. That's the book title.
Okay.
I decided last night, driving home from the game. Got to get started.
All right. It looks like you got something to do this weekend.
Oh, the book. No, it's in the summer.
You're not going to do it in the summer. In fact, you're never going to write a book. Take it from somebody who's thought about writing a book 1,000 times and has never written a book.
What's the hardest part?
Putting the first word down on paper. I've kind of tried. You might be able to do it. I'm serious. I can't. It's just too hard. You know,
like where you start, right?
The one way you start is you lock yourself in a room and you just write And it's like, I do that, and I'm like, what am I missing? I got to be missing something.
But now I think you write with people in the room. You're not alone anymore.
Steve Johnson. Can you Google Steve Johnson, Oregon State, please? That's my guy. See, that's my guy, Dan Daly. He texted in.
Not Dibley, Daly.
Right.
Yeah.
How much? When are we out today?
We got 2 minutes.
11:53. Ooh, we have 2.5 minutes. 2.5 minutes.
Barry Bonds was at the game.
He was.
He should have got a standing O. Arguably the greatest, in my book, the greatest hitter to ever do it.
I'm taking Ted Williams.
You didn't see him play.
I know. I said I'm basing everything on stats now.
I thought you already did that.
No, I do that when I want to. Not all the time.
So Cheryl Miller's 100. Should she have got a shout out today? 100, dude. I don't care. That's 100.
I tell you, you know what? Who's the most exciting women's player of all time?
Cheryl Miller. She's the first.
Yeah, but she wasn't exciting. Like
the Jerry Curl?
See, I think it might be Michelle Marciniak.
See, nobody even knows who that is.
I mean, the best player I've ever seen, woman's player, is
Rossi.
Yes.
Yeah.
No.
What's her? Yeah.
Diana Taurasi.
Yeah, Taurasi. Look at me.
Although, if you go back, I'll tell you a game to watch, and I'm dead serious. When Cheryl Swoops was at Houston, the NCAA championship game, she was unbelievable. I want to say she had 44. She had 44. Guru can still win. I think Cheryl Swoops had 44 in an NCAA title game.
You make me want to watch the game.
Dude, she was incredible.
You a big WNBA guy?
No, not really.
I'd like to see one here.
I love watching greatness.
And so, women ball. That's what I've...
I will watch the UConn women.
They're up by 50 every game.
If they're in a game, I'll watch them. For sure.
Once every 3 years, then, they're not in too many games, Donnie.
Shit, I was going to ask you something, and it had a racial undertone, and now I forget what it was.
The bird question. I thought you might get offended when I let it go.
No, shoot. What the heck was it? I can't remember. Dang it.
Hey, Steiny, Stevie Johnson here. I'm in the Bay listening.
Okay.
917 area code.
That's not the Bay, is it?
Well, he could have moved.
There's no way. No way it's Stevie Johnson.
We could call it.
Dude, I want to say he shot 74%
his
senior year in college.
I believe it's him. Who would type that?
I know. Somebody who's really mean-spirited. That's for damn sure.
Hey, the text line, Jackals.
All right. Papa and Bonte are next. Hey, Steve Johnson, I got to tell you. If you're really Stevie Johnson, you got to call in tomorrow. And you know what? Guru won't even be here. We'll be with Ray Ratto. He'll know exactly who you are. And I'll tell you what, we'll go long on the interview just to piss off my boss. How about that? Pop and Bonte next.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with autopay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without autopay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.